grab your foxy mama and head to the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
The final quarterfinal of Elimination Season 3, that is... I'm Bob, your host of Elimination, here with my dad, Dave.
Hello.
And cousin Pauline.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Oh, that went a bit deep.
It did, yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Got a compliment today from a lady at work.
Well, I can't believe
it. Well, is it a compliment? That's the question. She said, you're looking well.
No.
No,
that's not a compliment. That means
you're looking rotund.
You've poked up.
It does. If somebody says to you, "Oh, you look well," it means you've blown up. It means you've put on weight.
That's not an official.
I think it does. I've always thought that.
You're looking well.
Yeah, it means you pokey there. That's lovely, Dave.
Because they see themselves reacting. They've seen you before. Now they've seen you again, and there's something different.
Ooh.
And they've gone, oh, instead of saying, you've put on weight, haven't you? Cool, look at you poking my belly.
People don't say that, though. Cool,
look at that. That's what they say.
Yeah, but they know that you've seen their reaction. See, they've got...
They're thinking, your face is very round.
You're looking...
Chubby cheeks.
You look like an egg.
Oh, hello. Bloody hell.
I heard you coming down the corridor. It's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you do say that to people.
My tea was rocking.
What did you say back? Thanks a lot, love.
So I said,
I've been eating a bit, yeah.
No, I went, I said, thanks. I said, I've not been well. Not been well. And over Christmas and that, because I've not seen this woman since 2021. That's how long ago it was. And she was, she's a talkative little woman, I must admit. But a nice lady. I mean, I saw it as a compliment, but I don't see that as a compliment.
Not at all. I'd rather people say, oh, you're looking a bit skinny and ill.
Oh, thank you very much.
No,
Cole, you've lost weight, haven't you? You've
been
ill.
That's my ideal dream.
I have been really ill. No, I've just given up eating. You're right, Dave's a bit quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm fine. Can't get a word in, yeah.
You're all right?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
No, you're not, because there's still no tumble dryer.
Oh, the tumble dryer saga.
Amazon, shit. Oh, dear. It's normally next day, Amazon,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's 14 days tomorrow. That's two weeks,
joke.
You know.
That's a joke. You need refunds.
It's supposed to be coming tomorrow, apparently.
But we're supposed to be going for a curry tomorrow.
We're going for a curry tomorrow. Definitely. We'll just leave the door open for them.
Just stick it inside.
Well, you've got to take the old one away. So you've got to be here, make sure they do.
It's annoying, though, isn't it? Can't dry your clothes.
It's all right, Sammy. You could bug it out. You don't need a tumbling stomach, do you? But you certainly need one in these conditions. But yeah, I'm a bit pissed off with that. I tell you what pissed me off as well. Old women in the supermarket.
Oh, why women?
Well,
why not just old
people?
Old people, like...
Oh,
men as well.
All the old men are standing in a little group going, oh, bloody women.
Because I went this morning, and I think Friday morning's quite a busy time, and looking at every you only fit two people. You've got one on one side reading every label on a tin of rice pudding. You've got someone fannying around what flavour jelly they want.
Oh, mum was there, was she?
And you can't get through. I mean, you say, excuse me, and they just totally ignore you.
Well, they might be a bit deaf.
Oh, sorry, love.
Don't be honest.
I don't get help much.
Yeah, don't be honourable.
Yeah, I mean, just ban them.
Ban them?
Oh, people know what I'm talking about.
liberty.
And pick and choose what are you go down. What till you go to? Because you get behind one of them, mate, you'll be there forever.
One of them.
Can't say that anymore.
They start chatting.
They survived the war, you know.
They start chatting to the old bloody bird behind the till.
You miserable git.
Oh, God.
You sound like Victor Meldrew yourself.
I feel like saying, hurry up.
Yeah, but you've got a week. You can go whenever you want.
Why go?
I couldn't this time, could I?
Why?
Because fence men were supposed to be going, they didn't turn up either. They're coming tomorrow.
I think it's because you've got a red cross painted above your door. Nobody delivered to this
Nobody
house.
Nobody turns up and does anything here, apart from me, when they say they're going to.
Yeah.
Don't
really want you coming. Not a bad penny.
Even your own son, Mike, he don't turn up when he's meant to.
Oh, God.
You've driven him to drink. He's having a bit of coffee.
Oh.
He does look really miserable.
Yeah, yeah, he got a face like a smacked ass.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Oh.
Good visual there. Well, we don't need to do the draw, but we shall announce the last two of the quarterfinals.
It's ABBA's Dancing Queen against the Beatles' Let It Be.
One of these songs I heard today.
Did you?
I did. You can guess which one it is.
Dancing Queen.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is this hard for you? Because it is for me.
Nah, not really.
Oh, isn't it?
Nah, not really. No, as I've said before, I'm not a big ABBA fan, but I don't skip them on the playlist of all the songs. I don't skip them because it's sort of gone full circle for me.
Dancing Queen's.
Queen's a brilliant.
I went through a phase of really detesting them, like everything that I hear them. It's like nails on chalkboard. But I think I'm coming out of that now. This playlist has helped me do that. And I don't mind it. I don't mind it. It is what it is. It's pop. It's happy.
It's their best song, isn't it?
No, they're ABBA. Not happy.
Oh, I quite like a few. Yeah, I like Waterloo as well. Waterloo.
I used to do a dance to that. Yeah, when I did a drama class, I did a dance to that, yeah.
No, I think Dancing Queen's better than
that. And Chicken Teacup.
Oh, Chicken Teacup.
It's tomorrow night.
I quite like that.
We got a big day tomorrow, haven't we?
Yeah, if we got a huge day.
Big old day tomorrow. Going to be knackered.
We got Fence Man coming.
You hope.
Apparently.
Michael's coming over to put some blinds up.
Based on true.
We'll see.
Tumble coming tomorrow.
Yay! Maybe.
Us three and Lewis are going round the South Circle at Dulwich Hamlet Football Club for your first ever
home game.
And they're going to win.
Against Braintree Town.
Maybe not.
And then it's drive back.
And it's meant to be a sunny day. Well, 11 degrees, but sun out all day.
I want any pyjamas on underneath my jogging bottoms.
I might take my sunglasses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
good. It's like proper outing, isn't it?
Yeah, suit and tie.
And then it's back here, round the South Circular, 6:30 table at the Curry House. And then it's back here afterwards because I've recorded all the football scores. It's footy bet time.
Yeah, and I'm going to win.
What a day that is.
That is a day and half.
There's only a couple of things that could ruin it.
There's quite a few aspects of it, yeah. They're like dominoes. There's going to be one missing at some point.
Dulwich could get slaughtered. Tumble don't turn up. Fence Men don't turn up. Michael don't turn up. And then...
And the curry's shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you get food poisoning. Food poisoning, and then your footy back goes down by one.
Oh, don't you know that we've
But it could be the greatest day ever. You could just tick, tick, tick.
Just think
tick,
you might go to bed Saturday night and the fence is all up in the garden, the tumble dryer's all plugged in, Mike's done all your jobs, you're all full up from your curry, you've got $5,000 in the bank from your win, from your football. Could be a brilliant day.
Mm.
Oh, full of beer and Moretti.
Full of it, yeah.
I listened to her last episode when we went around the park earlier.
Oh, did you?
I listened to it on the way to work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the one with Queen is You're My Best Friend. You said about the oldest short ones.
Oh, yeah.
You're my best friend.
The one with Friend in it. Yeah, yeah. That was me. That wasn't the last episode.
Oh, well, it was that one before?
Yeah, one before.
Was it good?
Yeah, I was good.
It was a highlight.
The thing is, though, he's probably right.
Yeah, probably. When I do listen to it...
Me and you just talk shit.
Well, I'm good at it. stick to what you're good at. When I do listen to it, I find myself thinking the same things as I'm going through it.
Just my face is gone a bit.
What?
I forgot to put my saccharine in my
pocket. Oh, I told you.
No. I made all yours all perfectly.
Mine's brilliant. Yeah, this is probably the best cup of tea I've ever had.
The only thing that saved it is I haven't put milk in, I put coffee mate in, and that makes coffee taste better, I think. So that's sort of just about made it just about drinkable. But
coffee makes the powder stuff.
Yeah, it's because it makes coffee taste better.
Does it?
I've never used it.
Yeah, it's good.
Milk replacement.
Yeah. Not like Marvel. Remember Marvel back in the old days, the stuff.
What, Superman?
Yeah, I've not heard.
Flipping horrible it was.
Superman.
But coffee, mate, sort of enhances the flavour of the coffee somehow.
Does it? You don't have that and milk, though, do you? It's
no, weird. No. That'd be ridiculous.
Well, I don't do coffee, do I?
Don't be ridiculous.
Absolutely absurd.
Do you never have a cup of coffee ever?
No, never. I like the idea of it when I look at it and I think, oh, frothy and all that kind of stuff. But my manager years ago bought me a cappuccino. You never had a capo? Go and get yourself a cap. Gave me a tenner. Go and get me one. Get yourself a capo. And went in there and I just, first mouthful, so sort of sad. You not sour, though? But like.
You know why though?
Go on.
Because it's an adult drink.
You're I have been told this. This has been said before. No. Well, wine, I don't do wine either.
No, you're still playing with your dolls.
Whoa. They're not dolls. They're action figures, okay?
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah, that is exactly.
That makes it all the much better.
RWF, Facebook, check it out. Got a good Kurt Angle coming up. Anyway.
How many followers you got on that?
301.
Have you really?
Yeah, I have.
We did notice the other day, and I was quite impressed.
Oh, hello.
On YouTube, this was a few months back, that you had about 15,000 views.
Yeah. There's one further down that's 18,000, yeah, so.
Well done with that.
There is a community of them, you know.
Well, I know, I people realise, feel the
there's a lot of sad people
there's
out there.
There's a lot of sad people like you.
Oh, he's actually, his stop motion things are quite good, I think. You've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah, I saw it, and so that's what I'm saying. I'm impressed with it, I just don't get it. I don't get why people would like that, but I am impressed with Amy.
Well, you got to think, I don't want to go down the road of the anthology of whole wrestling, but it's the fact that you can have, when I'm stop motioning it, you can have somebody from the 70s or 80s fighting somebody who was in 2020s. You know, it's that.
But why haven't you grown out of it, of the fighting? Because it was never real to start with.
Well, no, it wasn't. You're right.
So it's, why are you not...
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. You know what it is? It's when I was a kid and I collected them and because it was in America and there was no eBay, there was no internet, you couldn't just order one and it will arrive. And then they just stopped making them. And that was it. It just stopped. They stopped making them in about 94. We're not going to make any more. That's it. Done. And that was it. And the rare ones that they didn't make many of, I never got. So then I always had that in the back of my mind, and I used to watch, because you didn't have adverts for them and things like that. I used to watch my VHSs of events, and at the beginning of it, sometimes they'd have a wrestling figure advert, and that was the only time you ever saw them. So I used to watch that and see it and get nostalgic. And then I dropped it for pretty much all my teens, sold them all, and then I thought, well, I'll give this a go. Oh my God, people are starting to make their own. I'll give that a go. And I did it really badly.
They're not bad.
And now, yeah, I'm pretty good at it, yeah. I like it a lot. Hours of fun. I always feel like I'm rushing it because I always feel like I'm running out of time. It's like if you've got a hobby that you love and you lose yourself in that kind of enjoyment, before you know it, 8 hours is gone. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you do it while you're working.
Whoa. I can neither confirm or deny that.
It washes a film at the same time.
Whoa. It's a picture one. Just look at me multitasking. He had his laptop for work, his DVD or whatever on, and he's painting.
Man of many talents. One of those things wasn't getting done, let's just say that. Really hope my manager don't listen to this.
No, nobody listens.
No, only true. Jane. Only Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Jane. I sometimes have a chuckle when I'm walking around the park that some of the...
some of the other people in the park.
No, it's just something that comes up, you know, and...
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoy it, Dave.
I do.
We do it just for you.
It's good on the best time for podcasts is on a long car journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just makes it better. Not only air podcast, I mean, and my own podcast.
Back in the day, by Dave.
Me and wife, if you go on a journey, listen to us two on the other podcast.
Well, yeah, you did that the other day. We went to see aunt and uncle, and we got in the car and listened to them two talking. So I got listening to them two talking, and then them two talking, laughing and stuff, and then me in the back just like surround sound. Yes.
It was good, though, wasn't it?
It was a good episode, to be fair.
Me and wife, we do episodes where we count down the top 30 of a particular week. I think the last one we done was September 3rd, 1972. And we just go talk about the songs at 30, then 29, down to number one.
But do you want to tell them what happened at the end?
Wouldn't it be better if they listen to it? Will it ruin it?
No, it won't ruin it. No.
God. We got to about number three, and wifey's going, oh. Signalling me that he had to go to the toilet. So it sort of all casual getting down from 30 to 3, and it was number two's this, number one's that. Gotta go, bye. And that's it. And then you hear the door slam before the music comes on.
When you gotta go,
you gotta go. Yeah. The scenes. That's it. You should have just let her go, take her mic with her.
Yeah, quite amusing. You must make me laugh at the end of it, though. I'm going to play it to her. She went, bye! Door slammed, and that was it. She was gone, mate.
Yeah, the most important ones, the two and three.
Well, you know, she's building up to
it. You know what she's like? She's had a gallon of tea downstairs.
Yeah.
Then you have to make her a gallon of mugs twice the size of mine.
She does love her tea, doesn't she?
Yeah, no wonder. I mean, it went on for about nearly an hour, 50 minutes, so she was desperado.
Yeah.
So poor old Slade didn't get talked about at all.
Yeah. And number one, Slade. Okay, goodbye. Yeah, it's quite a good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just to run through a good old.
I don't understand why I can't get it then on my phone.
Oh, that's a conversation for later.
Yeah. I'll be your geek.
Yeah. Well, don't think. Good luck with that.
I passed Pauline's Argos the other day, and it was all ripped out, and the old decorators were in. Sort of doing it in.
Memory Lane.
Did you miss it?
Sad, badly.
What is it? The people? The customers?
No, not the customers. You missed the customers. The people. I loved my Argos family. We still will talk all the time. We were like got WhatsApp group and we went out.
Did you miss the customers?
No, because... Oh, some.
Choose your words.
The public...
Are horrible, aren't they?
Well, because you were customer facing.
Yeah, so... The public can be absolutely wonderful and make your day, or they can be...
Give us an example of that.
An absolute nightmare.
Give us an example of the good.
Am I allowed to say what I've been called? Is that allowed? Am I allowed to
say? Yeah, well, you've been called it. You're not saying it. But give us an example of a good thing first.
Oh, I've had flowers bought for me, chocolates bought for me. I've had a CD made for me from a... That was a bit creepy.
With him just going, I love you, Argos lady.
I did have a creepy customer once. I was serving this bloke. This is weird. And you know when you're in Argos, you have to say the whole thing. It's not just like a normal shot, beep, beep.
Yeah.
So that's a such and such, such and such at $6.99. Yeah.
And he got his willy out and went, scan that love way!
He just kept looking at me for what felt like ages. And you know when you start feeling a bit uncomfortable?
I have no idea what that feels like.
And then he went to me... Could I feel your hair? And I said,
what?
Yeah, I said, pardon. He said, you've got really nice hair. He said, could I just stroke your hair?
What? What did you say? Yeah, of course you can.
No, I just carried on quick as I could. Didn't acknowledge that he'd said it. And then, like, asked for his money, gave him change, and off he went. And I thought, oh.
He did have a dog called Wilson, did he?
Hello, Pauline. You look nice.
Yeah, so there's some creepy ones. I had this same one keep coming in all the time, and then he's asking me different stuff. And, oh, what music do you like? What music are you into? And I thought, oh, so I was just saying anything. And then I went in the next day, and my manager said to me, Pauline, come here. She said, this come for you, a bloke bought this in for you, and he'd made me a CD
of
the songs that I'd mentioned of the people I like.
Oh, Jesus. I just thought, ask for your number if you're interested. Just
every
ask
breath you take.
Yeah, but I've had that as well. Because you know you ask when they're having
But that's
home
the
delivery.
Normal thing to do,
yeah,
isn't it?
He was a really nice bloke. We've been chatting for ages out the catalogue bits and all that. No, not just, you know, just about the stuff. And,
you
know,
oh, I thought you meant a catalogue of men. No. Oh, I like him.
You know, sometimes you can just start having a laugh with someone. And then we walked over to the till and then he was having it as a home delivery. And then I said, oh, could I take your phone number? Like, no, address or that phone number. And I was writing it down. And he said, you can put that in your phone as well if you want. He said, so you remember it. And it turned out he lived... Literally round the corner from me.
Lives round the corner.
He only lives round the corner.
Yeah, he did live round the corner. But I was embarrassed. And then Emma, my mate, she's like, yeah, go on, Pauline, get his number, put it in your phone. And I'm like, oh. I don't like it when it then turns like that.
Yeah, you just wanted
creep away then.
How if you have any relationships?
Well, I don't know. don't know, but I've had weirdos as well.
Yeah, go on. We need some of these stories.
So I'd only been there a couple of weeks, so I was really new to it all. And my manager said, we're going to put you on customer services. And I was like, oh, no.
I quit. I'm out.
Oh, no, that's all refunds. That's the dodgy people. Oh, no, oh, yeah. I don't know if I want to do that. He said, because you're quite a calming person.
And there's a vacancy because the last woman topped herself.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one's got a black eye.
He said, you're very calming and we think you...
You look like you can take a punch.
Yeah, I did. He said, we think you're
a good chin.
Think you'll be good at it because we want to give you a go. So I'm like, oh, okay, you don't argue, do you? Because you want to keep the job and you want to give an impression. Bloke come in and he said, with his receipt and his box with TV in it, small TV, and he said to me, oh, hello, love. He said, me and my wife have bought a TV. We discussed at home that we wanted TVs. And we've both gone out and bought one separately without realising each other
and bought one. Oh, silly. Oh, yeah. Silly.
I said,
man,
oh, is there anything wrong with it? It's all working. No, it's absolutely. So we've not even taken it out of the box. I thought, oh, that's good. That's good. So doing right, all my checkpoints in my head, get this right. Check the receipt, everything's perfect. Oh, we paid by card. So, have you got your card that you paid with? Check the number. Yeah, everything's perfect. I thought, no, it's all going well. Then I remembered my little voice in my head saying, you must check inside the box, anything that's come back. So,
well, even if it's sealed?
Yeah, even if it's sealed, you don't know.
You have to open it up.
You have to open everything, oh, okay. Yeah. So I've got a pair of scissors and sealed it, not like opened it nicely. Looked in, polystyrene on the top. I thought, oh, this is perfect. Looked down and I thought, no, this is all right, this is fine. And then the little voice in my head, check the seal number of the TV next to the box. And I can imagine if I'd been there quite a while, I'd have thought, oh, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
be asked to do that. I've been here a while now. But I didn't. I thought, no, do your job properly, get the TV out. So I've got the TV out to check the number. And I've looked at it and I couldn't take it in. I thought, I can't work out what this is. And he had made a TV out of wood. It was MDF.
What?
On a plastic stand. You know the plastic TV stand like this?
Yeah.
So it was sitting on the plastic
stand. This doesn't work on podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It was on the plastic stand and it was MDF wood, spray painted black, and it had a plastic bit on the top. So if I'd just looked in, I would have seen the stand at the bottom.
Did it smell of spray paint?
No, I didn't notice that.
You'd think it would, given it
so
was...
So what did he do then?
Oh, he legged it. So I just went to...
He legged it?
Yeah, I went to him. How can I give you a refund? It's not a TV. My manager was walking past at the time and he went, what the hell? What? And the bloke... But the worst thing is, he grabbed the receipt before he legged it.
Oh, so he could do it again.
So he could do it again. So then I've had to phone up all round the other Argosses, like Strood and all that, because you can guarantee you, whoever's been in Gravesend is then on their way to Strood. To do the same thing.
Jesus.
So you've got this.
That's a lot of effort, isn't it? To go to make the perfect size bit of wood or whatever it was. And
oh, it was really good. He'd done a good job. Then we are showing everyone. Look at this. Look at us showing customers that were coming in. Look what I just did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
And it turns out that same bloke was the guy who asked for your number.
No, he wasn't.
I've had blokes who worked who've gone and used half the paint and then sealed back up and taking it back to the shop.
I'd be too nervous for that.
Yeah, I just.
Well, some people got a cheek of the devil. Matter of fact, my mate, who I won't mention his name, he had another mate, and that he just happened to call him when he was in the DIY. He's got to buy a lawnmower. And he goes, oh, you coming down the pub? He goes, no, I've got to get a lawnmower. He goes, where are you? So he said where he was, and he said, oh, I can't, I'll meet you in there. I'll meet you, don't buy it. He says, wait till I get there. And I said, all right. So he waited. He came a couple of minutes later, and he swapped the codes around, the stickers, and he got the most expensive mower, but put the cheapest sticker on with them. So when they put it up, it's like, he got this great big electric motor about $49.99, like, you know. And my mate said he was crapping himself. But this bloke, sort of, it was nothing to him. It's just something he done.
Some people just don't care, do they?
Just brave it out, like, you know.
But then there's somebody else paying £500 for a £50 lawnmower. This piece of crap. Couldn't even cut one hair, this bloody thing.
You couldn't believe it, like, you know. the cheek of the devil. You've got the nerve to do it. I mean,
well, it was, you said before you had that thing in IKEA. Do you want to mention that?
Oh, that was me in IKEA. Yeah, yeah. So I've walked in IKEA and I was buying pillows, like big chunky pillows, but they were under my arm. And then I had other stuff in the trolley. So I've got to the till, put the pillows on the floor, put all my stuff on the thing, you know, on the till thingy, put it through, paid for it, picked up my pillows from the floor, marching out, got to the door and thought, shit, my pillows are in my hand. Me, the idiot, went running back. I've got pillows in that I haven't paid for. And everyone said to me afterwards that I told, what? You was at the shop. Why the hell did you go back?
You've gone past. But that is the attitude.
That was my instant reaction.
If you're going to do it, like the bloke with the lawnmower, and you did it with the attitude that you had, even though if you just walked out with something,
you're so nervous.
So nervous.
That's why the customers people now, I know they got all the equipment now, but back in the day, they could probably see people who sweat beads of sweat on their forehead and that, you know.
I'd rather just pay for it and not have the worry.
Yeah.
The stress.
Yeah, I did buy a suitcase once, and my ex-wife said to me, buy the biggest one so that we can just put our stuff in it. Buy the biggest one. So I went to, I don't know, Morrison's or somewhere like that, was doing suitcases, and I just picked the biggest one, paid for it, took it home, opened it up, and it had the smaller one inside. And inside that was the smaller one. So it's like a set of four.
Russian dolls.
Yeah, but I only paid for the outer one, which was,
See, that so
you
went back.
I did not go back.
No, see, that wouldn't bother me. If I was home and not realised, I think, oh, it's happened now. But because I was at, literally at the door of the shop...
I hate it even when you've done a shop, you've got your bags, and you go through the buzzer. Beep, 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 beep. I hate that.
Even
seems to happen to me all the time.
Anything.
Yeah. I feel like somebody's just going to come and rugby tackle me to the ground. Get down!
Oh, but I've been called everything from the public.
People can be horrible, can't
every
they?
Name.
Do you want to list some?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say these things
on
the podcast.
You know. The worst names possible.
Racist a lot. Called racist a lot if I couldn't give a refund.
White,
racist, fat, whore.
Well, if it was Mandy, she'd just go,
Oh, two out of three ain't bad, isn't it?
One woman shouted at me, what do you expect? You pay peanuts, you're going to get effing monkeys.
Wow. Jesus.
And I just imagined it. Right, okay.
Yeah, I almost choked on my peanut.
Some people take advantage of that, don't they? No, you can't do anything
back.
Yeah,
you can't.
They walk in and they see little woman by the thing and think, right, here we go.
That's a boy. Fire.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wouldn't have the balls to do it. I'm too polite.
Yeah.
Well, one woman.
Can
I just quickly say this?
Yeah, go on.
See what you would have done. So one woman, she wanted to view a laptop because in Argos you can view things, can't you? Did you know that?
Well, no, I never have.
She wanted to view this laptop. So one of the women I was working with, she got it down and the woman was looking at it. And now, bearing in mind, she'd only been there a little while. Pam, her name was. She'd only been there a little while.
Hello, Pam.
And she showed the woman the laptop and everything. The woman said, yeah, I'm going to take it. At that time, we was doing offer. You spend over £10, you get a £5 voucher. You spend over £50. You know that? Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
And
you
get a £10 voucher. So she literally closed all the laptop up, put it in the box, sealed it, put it in a bag. Okay, thank you. It gave it to us. So the woman's gone walking out.
Oh, what?
Didn't register to the, she hadn't paid for it. It was a view. So the ticket that was, the view was a viewing ticket. She hadn't bought it. She hadn't checked.
Oh.
So over at the till that was over the other side of the shop, it hadn't been paid for. It was a viewing ticket that she come over to collection where Pam's working. Pam stamped the collection, the viewing ticket, put it in the bag, thinking in her head, that's a receipt.
Yeah.
So the woman's gone out. About 20 minutes later, the woman's come back and she said, I've come back because my laptop, I didn't get me £20 voucher because I've spent over such
a... Well, you haven't spent anything, love.
So my manager got it out and looked and he said, you haven't even bought the laptop. This is a viewing thing. He said, you could have got away with that. He said, you could have got away with this laptop and we wouldn't have known. She went, oh, I didn't even remember that I hadn't paid for it. She goes, otherwise I wouldn't have come back. What an idiot. So
that's
she's
a straight,
gone back in because she thought, nobody's given me a voucher.
Pam got the sack. Pam was out the door.
Oh, Pam was crying.
Oh,
she
somebody's always crying.
Yeah, she's
always one that cries in the office, isn't there? It's Pam. Yeah. Yeah.
She kept her job. She's only been there a little while. But obviously after that...
She's probably the reason why they shut down.
After that, she used to go to me all the time, Pauline, can you double check this is a receipt? Because she was so paranoid.
Well, it would, mate.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I got this laptop for free, but I still want my £20 voucher.
Gutted, though, if you that was you and you'd gone back.
Yeah, yeah, I would have.
Thinking
I wouldn't have gone back,
though. For,
yeah, that's the sort of situation I would find myself in. And then I would get back and Vic would look at the list and go, oh, that's...
But even the woman forgot that she hadn't paid for it.
Well, she went to the till and got given a receipt,
yeah.
So it should be like a big sticker that says viewing or something, you know, a red one or something like that. There you go, Argos. That's why you went out of business. And
Pauline versus Bob.
Try and get some business acumen there. Oh, hello. Oh, talking of business, do you watch The Apprentice?
Oh, yeah. I've not seen Yesterday.
No, we don't. No, we ain't. We haven't seen that, yeah. Just asking.
I really like it.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best programmes on telly. What are we doing, Dave?
This is a bit of a funny one.
Oh.
What, funny ha-ha or funny as in... I don't know what that is.
Right,
do you want to rustle the paper anymore? Jeez.
I've got all these figures come from the United States Census of the year 2000.
Oh, the numbers.
I've got a list of the 16 most popular surnames. But along with the 16 most popular surnames, I've just got 16 other surnames. So I'm going to give you a name, which I've numbered up randomly, so it's no sort of favouritism. And you've got to tell me whether that surname is in the top 16 surnames of the United States in the year 2000. If it's not, you lose a life. And once you lose two lives,
you're out.
You're gone. The other person, what score, Pauline?
8-12.
Right.
She's bringing it back.
Now.
Bring it back. Sing it back.
We keep forgetting this coin, don't we? What's happened to the coin? You didn't do that 2p coin. I know you're desperate.
Touch your bloody 2p coin.
I don't know.
That one.
Oh, this don't work on podcasting, does it? He put it in his hand, she picked one, and it was the one we...
You're the first or second?
First, please.
Okay. Oh.
So you're going to randomly say a name?
I'm going to say a name, and if it's in the top 16 surnames, most popular surnames.
In America, not
in America. You stay, you don't lose a life. If it's not, now the first name I'm going to give you, funny enough, is Wilson.
Oh.
Is that in the top most popular 16 names in the United States?
For volleyballs, I think it's quite popular.
Shut up, you. Yeah, I think it might be.
It is.
Whoa.
Did you get my volleyball?
Yes, I've never got
it.
It's the tenth
most popular.
Castaway.
I didn't want popular. You put in...
Castaway.
I didn't want you in my head.
That was my joke.
It was rubbish.
What?
Robert.
Yes.
Smith. Robert Smith. He's the lead singer of The Cure. Smith.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
It is. It's the most popular name as it is
in
the
UK.
Is
it the same here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Pauline.
Yes.
Miller.
Because this is Miller.
No, it was Glenn Miller.
No.
Glenn Miller, was he American?
He was.
Da-da.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
It's Miller time.
It is. Robert.
Yes.
Lopez.
Oh. Hey, Holmes. I'm going to say no.
You're right.
Hey!
Well done.
This is going very well.
Clark.
I didn't instantly pull that. I'm going to say no.
Blimey, bloody hell. Check us out. Wow, somebody's got to get it wrong at some point. It's going to be me.
Thomas.
Thomas! No.
Thomas, number 14 on the list.
I think I would have said no for that as well.
I think it's more of a first name, isn't it?
Well, one out of two lives. Well, one more and you're out, son.
Swing and a miss.
Martin.
Dean Martin.
Ryan and Martin's laughing.
Can I say no?
Wow.
Geez. Oh, my God. This is Martin's specialist subject.
Perez. P-E-R-E-Z. Which, funny enough, was the surname of wife's half-sister. Juanita Perez.
Oh, so that might be, yeah, perhaps, oh, I'm not saying nothing. Don't go what I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
Oh.
It wasn't in the top 16. Right, where are we?
Are you running out of names?
Yeah, what's happening, Dave?
No.
I thought you were having a stroke.
Well, I've got 32 names in total. We've got the top 16 and...
Do you want to hurry up, then?
16 that aren't 16. Mr. Anderson.
Pamela. Anderson.
You interested in that documentary?
Have you seen some of it?
No.
Oh, there's one clip. I'm not talking about it on here. It's a bit rude.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Number 12 on the list.
Blimey heck.
Didn't she do well?
Yeah.
Alan. A-L-L-E-N. That's Buzz Lightyear actor blokes. Alan.
Tim Allen, yeah. Allen,
yeah.
Oh. I don't think so. No. Oh.
Oh, my God, yeah. We're doing well.
Yeah.
All
right.
Gonzalez.
Who?
Gonzalez.
Speedy.
The giant
Gonzalez.
Panjo.
Oh, no, I don't think that is.
Oh, what is happening?
I was going to say, I don't know that.
Brown.
Oh, it's up there with Smith and that, isn't it?
Jim Brown, the old actor from the late 60s.
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah, go on then, it's there. Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Number 4 on the list.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Jackson.
Michael.
I'm gonna snowball, Jackson.
Oh, that's a hard one for me now.
LaToya.
No.
Oh.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh!
I can't believe it.
It was 18 on the list, so just outside. Just... That was close. Thompson, as in Nucky.
The Thompson twins. I'm going to say no.
Oh, this is getting stupid now.
We're just too good. I haven't lost a life. You haven't lost a life.
Robinson.
And here's to you.
Mrs. Robin. Lost in Space, they were Robinsons, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Lost in Space. Warning.
Americans with Robinson. All I can think of is Australia. No.
Oh, what is happening? What is going on? I'm not happy with this.
Oh, please get it wrong, Bob, but I'm close here.
Moore. M-O-O-R-E.
Bobby. No.
Well, Scots used to call him Moore.
No. Oh, yes! What?
It's number 16. Paul Ween, you have beaten him.
Yay!
Paul Ween.
Whitewashed him, in fact.
Well, that's the end. Yeah.
I mean,
that's your...
What's the score now, Paul Ween?
9-12.
I'm not happy with this.
Moving on.
That was...
Pauline versus Bob.
Yeah, let's talk about that Pammy thing just quickly.
Have you seen he talks to his private part?
Who does?
And in it, what? You see the whole thing. I'm not saying anymore.
What? You're up that paper, Dave. Bloody hell.
Oh, shut up.
It's on Disney, which was surprising.
I know. I haven't seen it, but I saw that clip on Gogglebox.
I remember you bought the DVD of it.
I had the DVD. I bought it at the boot fair.
Did you?
Yeah, me and wifey watched it.
So you know the scene I'm talking about?
No, well, not the programme.
Oh!
The sex tape. But I don't know the story behind it. I don't know what the...
I can remember. We was at the boot fair in Hayes Farm near Bromley. And all they had was DVDs. They were like a hippie couple. They had even had the Volkswagen.
Oh, classic.
And he was sitting there, long hair, and she was sitting there in her flowery dress. And there was these two women. I'd heard about this tape.
Everyone had heard about it. But the internet was new then, wasn't it?
And they were buying some DVDs. They bought some film. Then they saw this, and they were talking about it. And these two teenage girls, they were looking at it and giggling. And I thought, God, if they don't get it, I'm going to get it. So they were giggling. They hummed and hawed in, and they put it back. And they paid. I said, hey, mate, can I take your dodgy DVD? He goes, cool, man. So I paid me quid and walked off of it. Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. I didn't realise there was sort of like a big story behind it. I just thought it got leaked or something. I don't know.
So what's the actual... Was it a documentary about them too?
It's actors playing them when they first meet and all that.
And then getting together.
Yeah, because she was older than him, wasn't she?
I don't actually know.
What's his name?
Tommy Lee, that's right.
Yeah, he was in a band, wasn't he?
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, he was a drummer in a band. I forget the name of the band.
I mean, in her day, she was a huge...
Oh, she was everything. Everyone liked her, didn't she?
Yeah, she was plastic, though, wasn't she?
But that was the thing of the day. In the red swimsuit. She's running. The makers of Baywatch were like, yeah, it looks good. Let's slow it down. Greatest idea ever. Yeah, I watched a sort of thing popped up on my Facebook the other day of Ruby Wax meeting her.
Oh, yeah.
She did documentaries.
Ruby Wax meets Goldie Hawn as well.
Yeah, she was on set of Baywatch, and she's chatting to her in the red swimsuit and all that. And she talks fast, doesn't she? Yeah. And I remember watching that at the time. That was 90s.
She must be 50s now. She must be in her 50s.
I remember my ex-wife used to watch the... there was, you know, like Wives of OC or whatever, yeah. Orange County. There was one for the Playboy women. And it was Hugh Hefner's birthday. And they were all there, big party, massive party in his house. And then they said, oh, we're going to bring out the cake. And Pamela Anderson, completely naked, walked down the stairs carrying the cake. Yeah, as like the ultimate kind of happy birthday present. Yeah. Yeah. He's dead now, isn't he? Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, he died about 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they're all coming out of the woodwork, aren't they, saying...
Well, his wife's just left school.
Sex trade. All that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was always going to happen, wasn't it? I mean, let's face it. I mean, he had the glory years, and he's got probably kids dealing with it, having to explain what their dad did. I just wasn't sure if that was your cup of tea.
No, not really. But I saw these clips on Gogglebox.
Well, he was completely naked talking to his privates.
He's looking down. It shows it like the camera's outside, and you think, well, who is he talking to? Because you can hear him talking, and he's... the camera goes in, and then a whole view from the camera coming up his body, and he's talking to it, and every time he talks to it, it moves. You need to watch it. I haven't seen it.
I mean, if you're an actor and you've got an audition, right, what they want you to do...
Because he was known for being very big.
That was on normal telly then?
It's on Disney.
It's on Disney.
Oh, because Gogglebox, when I used to watch it, they only done like the main channels, but now they're branched out.
Oh, they
out.
Do everything now, yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was their reaction on Gogglebox. It was so funny.
Yeah, it's a good program. But I will definitely give it a go. Did you want to do a little time, is it?
Question time.
Let's have a better one than the space shuttle one. I mean, it was my question.
Well, that was your question.
It was my question, but,
why would you put that in?
Because we needed questions.
Yeah, but
and if you'd like to send a question, send it to our email,
it's been such a long time. Elimination.podcast.bobrivet.
None of those things. Don't do any of that. Podcastelimination@gmail.com. Send us your questions, please. Dave,
what do you think of the Beatles?
Oh, God.
Not really. What would you name your boat if you had one?
Oh.
There was only one name I could think of.
I used to go to school.
That's your one, isn't it?
Oh, Bob.
Is it capitals?
Yes, yes.
I'd
call
capitals.
It Lauren.
Well, I call it Mandy the Whore. Mandy the Whore Ship.
Oh, when I was at school, I had a friend, and her mum and dad had a boat, so it was always in the garden.
Who do they think they
yeah,
are?
And her name was Sherry, and her sister was Michelle, and the boat was called Shemish.
Oh, rubbish! Yeah.
Shemish.
Terrible name.
She's like Capiche, isn't it?
I'd probably just call it Boat. I'm going to Boat.
What's the name that they done that thing, didn't they? They've done a survey. People voted for that.
Oh, yeah. Boaty McBoat.
Boaty McBoat face or something.
Yeah. Isn't it? They stuck for David Attenborough, didn't they?
Why did we ask the public? Yeah. Of all people, why did we ask the public?
Mum, talking of names, but not boats, to lorries, Mum got really into Eddie Stobart lorries, where if we was out on the road... Did you ever know this better, Dave?
Oh, wifey does that. She likes to see what the name is.
We had
is.
To look at the name of the everyone we saw and wave to whoever's because they have to wave back. It's in their contract.
Where's the name written then?
All across the front of the lorry. Every single one's got a different
name. And it's a lot of it.
Really?
It's two names. Because
yeah, it's always two names.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, most
like Lisa
of the time.
Marie.
Yeah, you've never noticed that.
No.
Because Mum got into the programme. You know, there was a documentary on or series or something all about Eddie Stobart.
It was like a fly on the wall type thing.
Okay. Yeah, following some drivers and all that. Mum absolutely loved it. So in the end, oh, what one, Eddie Stobart. And Lewis was little then. Oh, Nanny, look, quick, Eddie Stobart. And we used to have to look at the name. And then we used to have to... Wave because they used to say when, like in the documentary, that if people waved and they have to wave back, they've got to be friendly.
Then they crash.
Oh, Mum used to love it.
Okay.
I never knew that about her.
No, I didn't know they have names.
At the name.
Yeah.
She sort of goes behind herself to see what the name is when you overtake them.
Well, so it's on the front?
It's on the front of the lorry.
Oh, why would I have seen that?
Well, it might be on the... I don't know.
Standing in the middle of the road.
It's common knowledge.
Is it, though?
Oh, wait, I bet...
Is it?
What's his face? My God, I've had a brain freeze.
Trucker Andy.
He'll know what I'm
Trucker
talking
Andy.
About.
Trucker Andy.
I don't know. He's got a name.
I don't know. Send your email to Podcast Elimination.
He's got he might have a name.
Well, he's got that new one, anyway.
Probably Trucker Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. Big old silver thing with the lights and that. It looks really impressive. He gets a lot of professional photos of him as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. Maybe he's wanted. what would your name of the boat be, Dave?
Probably Wifey Woo.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Oh, you look at me
like Why are you looking at him with... Horrified.
No, they're not horrified. I was trying to think of mine. If I'd have
mine
it any
would be
different.
Lauren,
I wouldn't call it Titanic.
maybe I'll call mine the
Big Stuff.
The RWF.
Under the Waves.
Yeah, okay.
Big Star, you could call it that.
Big Star, coming to get ya. Okay, well, thank you for your question.
You didn't answer it.
Probably the RWF. I'm going to go aboard the RWF.
Call it Hogan.
Oh, no.
I'd have to have a whole entrance and everything.
Yeah.
Smoke
Every
machines,
time you got on the
fireworks,
boat.
The lot, yeah. I don't like being on a boat, though, I've got to admit. I'm not a big fan of being on a boat.
I would never want to do a cruise. I'm scared of tsunami.
Yeah, but if you're on a cruise ship, it's probably the safest place to be.
Nice.
Yeah, apparently you just feel like a ripple, don't you? It's not...
Because that's how it starts.
Oh, I couldn't bear it. I couldn't... No.
Well, you do get squalls, don't you? Like big waves.
We've all been to school, Dave.
Just come out of nowhere.
Just imagine our rocky ship.
Oh. Rocket ship?
Rocket.
Yeah, but they've got so much technology on these things. I mean, it's unlikely. Well, that nutter did crash one, didn't he, in Italy that time?
Yeah, he got it stuck, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
people died. Did he run off and left it?
Yeah. The bloke went, excuse me, you can't park that there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he ended up in prison for that.
Yeah, there was a documentary on that as well. But you see these hot holidays from hell on cruise ships and that, where people, you see the chandeliers.
And you see the waves crashing in.
Yeah.
How'd you go to sleep? I couldn't just go to sleep at night time on a cruise ship with the boat rocking.
You don't feel it on them great big ones. It's not like a rowing boat. But my mate John, he went on a cruise and... I don't know if he went to the captain's table, but he actually got in conversation with the captain. And his name was Rocky, funny enough. I don't know if it's a nickname, but his name was Rocky. And he turned out he was a big Chelsea fan, and John's got two Chelsea tickets.
Season tickets.
Yeah. So whenever he was in London, he's called John up, and John used to give him his seat in the Chelsea stand, and in return, he used to give him cheap
cruises.
Yeah, that's a good system.
Yeah, it is.
Is it rare to see the captain on those?
Can't you have dinner with the captain's table, you know? There is posh night that you have the dinner and you have to dress up.
Is there?
Black tie and all that, and you have dinner with them.
Are you talking about Titanic again?
No. I've never been on a cruise, so I wouldn't know, but I'm sure I've heard that.
When he was on one of these cruises, John's wife's really nice, but
she's not.
He likes a sort of bit more life, if you know what I mean. But anyway, he got late and he was having a drink in the bar, and she says, "Oh, I'm going to go to bed now." So she says, "Oh, all right, good, I'll catch you later." So she went to bed. And he, because they're so big, you know, mooching around, like, you know.
He went on the pole.
It's this corridor, and he noticed there was music. He's like, "Oh, what's going on down there, like, you know?" And when he went down, he went in, it was like a disco, probably playing Dancing Queen, and it was just full of women. There was no men. And he went, "Oh, sorry." He went, "No, come in. Oh, come in. What's your name?"
John. My...
Anyway, he grabbed hold of him and stuffed him up against the bar, and they was all drinking, and grabbed him up to dance, and this, that, and the other. I thought, like, "Hey, this is great, like, you know." So, they said, "Oh, what's it?" He says, "Oh, I better go. He said, "Okay. We're back tomorrow, John. We'll do the same again tomorrow." He goes, "Oh, okay, yeah." So the next day, he's sunbathing on the deck. And all these women are walking. He's next to his wife. And all the women go, "Oh, hello, John. John." She's like, "Yeah, do they know you?" "Oh, no, I just met him in the bar." Like,
every,
you know,
woman in this boat knows you.
He went back about three nights. The only man there, like, you know, like the only guy in the village, isn't he? He was the only man. Anyway, the fact he was going to Crete, I think. They were stopping at Crete and people were getting off and coming on. And his brother was coming on. And, of course, Sully got on the boat and his wife went, "Oh, you can't wait for tonight. It's going to be brilliant." And he tells him all about it. He can't wait, like, you know. So anyway, he goes down there, he's going to wipe to the wife. Goes down there, walks in there, and it's full of black gay men. Of course, all they got off, and the men had got on.
Yeah,
his brother was gutted, I tell you. He built it up, thought it was going to be great. And then
they couldn't wait for the wife to go to bed.
Yeah, it's just one of them funny things.
You can make it up. Well, we should, you know. I mean, that was a good question time, wasn't it? Because it veered us off into the unknown.
Onto Eddie Stobart.
Eddie Stobart got mentioned. So we should mention these songs.
Right, Dancing Queen is their best selling single in the UK. They're only number one in America, which is quite surprising.
That really does surprise me.
Seems
I
like
wonder
that.
Why that was.
Seems to me that they had like hit after hit after hit, yeah. But obviously not.
That ABBA Gold, is it ABBA Gold? The greatest hits, that sold billions, that is.
I think
I
had that. I've got that.
I'm not a very good, I'm not very good. I'm not a big fan of the medley. Not just ABBA, but a medley where they play at a wedding and it's little bits, there's a Grease medley. Is it?
Oh, yeah, it is a medley. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
where they just played a little bit of each song, and it's like...
Like when they do it at the theatre, where they do the medley at the end when everyone gets up and dances.
At the theatre? What do you mean?
A theatre.
When you've been to a musical.
Oh, we don't do musicals.
Joseph, well, go, Joseph, you know what they say. And then into another song.
No.
Oh, what?
I went to see Lion King. They didn't do that. Mary Poppins, they didn't
Mama
do that.
Mamma Mia, they
sister,
did that.
Sister.
We were rocking.
I don't think that Mamma Mia has done them any favours. I mean, just...
Oh, the film's rubbish, but if you go and see the show, that's good. They done it for the Dirty Dancing one, Mamma Mia, We Will Rock You. Just like a medley. You know how they
You've just
come
named
out.
All the shows that I won't want to see. So
you know when people come out and they bow and all that, and then they're all together, and then it's a whole medley.
Did you ever see Buddy?
No, I'd like to see that, though.
That was up there a long time, wasn't it? Up in London.
You don't like a medley, then?
No, I'm not a fan of a medley. I understand that if somebody goes up and requests... you know, Summer Loving by in Greece, then it's best that they play a medley so that after that they don't ask for another Greece one, another Greece one, another Greece one. You know, they play the medley, they get their little dose of it and they enjoy themselves and that's it. I get what it does, but I just, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of it. I'm just not a fan of the medley. Just play a song.
Yeah. That's because you're miserable.
Well, I'm sure Chris's wedding, they did a Beatles medley. I'm sure they did, like bits.
I did hear Beatles.
That might have been Stars on 45, though, mightn't it?
I don't know. But even that, like, I didn't like it. But segue to Let It Be by the Beatles.
Well, as I've said before, this isn't the best Let It Be. The best Let It Be's on the album. But... yeah, the album one's much better, but this one's okay. It's a bit plonky.
What's it make you feel, Pauline?
Chilled. I could chill out to this.
What is a funny thing?
This song it is.
I actually saw a picture of his mother the other day. I think it was on one of my podcasts on the TV, the YouTube ones, Word in Your Attic. And she did. You know, it's his mother Mary, and you think of like a nun, don't you?
Yeah.
And she did look like a nun because she was a nurse. And it was a nurse's uniforms back in them days, and she did. When you say Mother Mary, she did look like a nun.
That's how you picture her. That's exactly what she.
Oh, I'll tell you what he was on. Yeah. Oh, I said there was that program, that podcast. They had Mike McGeer on, who's Paul McCartney's brother, and he showed you the picture. I've never seen a picture of her before. Cause she died while he was still young. He was, I think, he was only a teenager when she died.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why's his brother got a different name?
Well, His name's Mike McCartney, obviously, but I think it's just to get away from the McCartney thing, because he was in a group called Scaffold.
Oh, so he was trying to make his own.
They'd done like comedy records, you know. Have you heard Lily the Pink? We'll drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the savior of the human race. They also done one called Thank You Very Much for the Entry.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was an advert.
Yeah, they had. Quite a few hits, and I think he'd done McGeer because he didn't want to be everyone catching all the time and saying, you know, you're Paul McCartney's brother.
He'd always just be known as Paul McCartney's brother.
Well, he
it's like you, Dave. You know, you're known as of Bob's dad. You know, it's like, you can't really come out of my shadow. In comparison to that.
Oh yes. Oh,
what does that make you feel?
Happy.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Give that girl a beer.
I've got excited feeling in my stomach.
I'm gonna have a beer when I go downstairs, aren't you?
Yeah, beer and Marie. Should we high five on that, though?
Yeah.
Yes. Bit sweaty.
You're
right,
while you're driving. I stood across the room there, didn't I?
What made you think of your beer and Marie?
Having a beer,
it's a good song.
These are both.
You're saying you don't like
Because he's saying
ever.
Give her a beer.
No, but it made you, it did.
And Let It Be made me feel sort
sad
of,
and depressed.
But why? No, not sad and depressed. It made me feel nostalgic. It makes me feel think about sort of being a kid, and you know, it'll all work out in the end. These are really good songs. While we think about that, because we've got a few minutes left, we shall do.
Diary.
I wish people could see you.
Thursday, 16th of January, 1975, late for work.
Oh, what a surprise.
You're going to lose that job, Dave.
Do a couple of sets of brake shoes with Ben. Ben's not his name. His name's Frank, but we called him Ben.
Of course you did.
Go over the bells, lunchtime. John W. comes down in the afternoon, gives me a lift home. Comes in to play some records. Go up Fox at night with Chris Dave Street in Public Bar with rest of the lads. Later on, go into Saloon Bar.
Saloon?
The Saloon Bar.
Saloon, what, a Western?
That makes me think of a Western. Hello.
To see Eileen.
You put a finger in her mouth.
A bit of straw ragging out of his mouth.
To see Eileen and Leslie. Give them a lift home and go for a Chinese with Chris and Dave. Then go up to Dave's flat to play records. So it's no surprising the next morning, late for work.
Diary.
And I wonder, when you went and played records, was it Dancing Queen?
No, because it's 1975. It didn't come out in 76.
Was it Let It Be?
Possibly.
Oh, could have been.
Possibly. Possibly.
He was a big Beatles fan, actually.
Let It Be for me. I'm voting for Let It Be. Just because I think it's one of the most... Well, it's the most beautiful song ever written. Don't matter what version it is.
You said that about...
No, this is officially the most beautiful song ever written. And Dancing Queen's good, and it does make you feel that. And
so
I
you don't skip it halfway through, then?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Actually, I forget, that's a boring story. Just
On my iPod. Well, most of yours are.
Yeah, on my iPod, Let It Be used to skip halfway, and I could never fix it.
I would never skip it. I love it. I'll go Dancing Queen.
Young and swing,
old is 17,
the tangerine, in the 1916. I know all the words. Ooh. Well, that's down to you, Dave.
Well, I'm going to vote for Dancing Queen, and there's two reasons why.
I'm so pleased about that.
One, I think Dancing Queen is the ultimate 70s disco song.
I think it's
It's very uplifting, and it is good when you go to a do and they put it on. Plus, I mean, I don't skip it when it comes on the car. And I think Let It Be, I always think of Let It Be as more of a 60s song than a 70s song, because it was made in 1969.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I think that's where it belongs. And plus, it's not the best version of the song. The best version of the song is on the album.
Why are you looking so upset?
Oh, I didn't see it going that way.
I didn't know. No,
I'm a bit deflated now.
Dancing Queen was always going to be a big contender. Here.
I need to be uplifted. I feel better now. That's the shock of the draw. That's how it works. That's how we work. That's how elimination works.
The shock of the draw?
The shock of the draw. Put them two together. I would have put my house on Let It Be.
Yeah,
lucky I ain't got one yet, so I don't need to...
I 100% thought that was going to
Let It Be. Yeah, me too. I think there's going to be some shocked fans out there.
Well, I'm not a creature of habit, mate.
I reckon there'll be a lot of people.
I'm pretty sure
you are. But it is songs of the 70s, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think as 70s go... Dancing Queen's going to be a big contender.
Oh,
it
yes.
is. So
it could have been a contender.
It's a semi-finalist.
Well, it is. It's official. Dave, take that card and do your thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Beatles, Let It Be, is
ripped
out
by Dave.
At the quarterfinals. That is quite shocking.
Shall I go for the quarterfinalists?
So just to be clear, hold on, before you do that, just to be clear, the next episode will be Pauline's special.
Yeah,
she's going to mention 10 songs that she's, you know...
Maybe 28.
We hate and she loves.
You won't be surprised.
Well, I hope we are.
Yeah.
And then we'll be into the semi-finals where...
We have Dancing Queen by ABBA. My Sweet Lord, George Harrison. Let's Stay Together, Al Green. And Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel.
That's going to... Well, I'm not saying it, I said it every time.
That is...
It's going to be hard.
at this point, I suppose we can say...
We can say anything you bloody like, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we make the rules.
Well, you do.
What one at this point did you think would still be in the semis? Like, who's out that you would put your house on? It was definitely going to be there, no matter what.
Oh, Imagine.
Yeah, that's
I thought Imagine would be. I didn't necessarily think it would win, but I thought it'd be in the final.
Yeah, yeah, I'll probably go with that. Yeah, there's just so many good ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's stay together
is a great song.
It is. And that's what I'm going to be listening to for the, you know, until we do the next one. Then four songs on back to back until you send me your list, which you haven't sent yet.
That's only because I keep looking at it and I'm not 100%.
Yeah, but you need to make a decision and stick to it and send it.
I will send it Sunday. Hey, you got
you did Miss Piggy there, didn't you?
She's going to send it Sunday, so that's hopefully she'll turn up as well. Pauline, end this show in four words.
We will rock you.